This is an encore presentation of Roots and Branches and Beyond. New episodes of this show will begin again in early November. In the meantime, enjoy this program from a while back.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke, with you for the next 50 minutes, 60 minutes, actually, and I'm going to try to get through 12 tracks. The theme this week is on ghosts and graves. This is the time of year when people are, well, they're decorating their houses in an odd way, if you didn't know anything about the history of Halloween, so we're placing tunes about ghosts. This is a tune called The Halloween Flit from Jennifer and Hazel Wrigley. I'll tell you more about them in just a moment. Thanks for joining me. And indeed, that was Hazel and Jennifer Wrigley, a couple there who are actually identical twins. They're from Scotland, a folk duo, although they were born in Yorkshire. They started to play when they were given instruments on their 8th birthday, and they performed regularly after leaving school. They were living in the Orkneys at that time. They enrolled in the Strathspey and Reel Society's junior section at the age of 13. And Jennifer won the junior fiddle competition at 15 and took the senior title that same year as well. So she wasn't sort of fooling around. They got about a half a dozen albums, 3 world tours, 47 countries, all that sort of thing. And that was from a CD called Hulda Land, The Halloween Flit. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is Bay of Islands Radio, possibly, you're listening to CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Thanks for joining me. This is show number 53, all about ghosts and graves at the time of year when, according to the old pagan customs, the line, the membrane that separated the living and the dead was the thinnest at this time of year. Thereby we get all kinds of things like All Souls Day and All Saints Day and Halloween. And so I'm playing songs about ghosts and about graves. Cheery, isn't it? Anyway, next up we have a band called Enter the Haggis. And they've been around Toronto for 20-some years or so. They've gone into hiatus for a little bit, but they're back again. They have kind of a rock edge to the contemporary Celtic music they play. They blend bagpipes and fiddles and rock. It's a five-piece unit. They've got thousands of fans. They're called Haggis Heads. And they've crowdfunded several of their albums. The name Enter the Haggis refers to the 1973 Kung Fu film. I don't know if you ever saw that, called Enter the Dragon. This is called Enter the Haggis instead. Their first release was around 1998, and they've done, as I say, Kickstarter campaigns, and they've raised the money within hours, sometimes, for a new CD, and so they're obviously very popular with their fans. This is from a CD called Gutter Anthems, and it's The Ghosts of Calico, and this is something they wrote while they were touring out in the desert in the southwest U.S., and they came across, in the middle of the night, this ghost town called Calico, where people had once hunted for minerals. And they wrote this song about that. This is Enter the Haggis.
Thank you. till I strike my dying day.
And that was Enter the Haggis and something called The Ghosts of Calico. And I think we're playing songs around for Halloween about ghosts and graves. But in many ways, I'm playing songs not so much about ghosts, like the human, what were originally human spirits or whatever. But it's more about towns, I suppose, as it turns out. I'm looking at the list that I've got set up for in front of me. So that was The Ghosts of Calico, about Calico, a city that was once a mining town and is no longer. Next one up is a song called City Full of Ghosts. It's a song that is dedicated to Dublin, Ireland. And after that, I have something called Ghost Town. So anyway, there you go. I just, I'm talking about municipalities. I guess it's just because many provinces have had municipal elections just recently. So this is from Mike Scott. He's a Scottish singer, songwriter, musician. He's often considered to be Irish, largely because he was the founding member and lead singer and guitarist and songwriter of the band The Waterboys, which were very popular for many years. He's done lots of solo work as well. He's been making music professionally since the 1980s, and he has allegedly an unorthodox career, although in interviews he consistently says, "No, I haven't. No, I haven't. It's my career." Anyway, he currently lives in Dublin, Ireland. And he did originally go to University of Edinburgh for English literature and philosophy, and he used some of that training to arrange poetry from people like William Butler Yeats and Robert Burns and George MacDonald and so on when they were with the Waterboys. They did the first session as the Waterboys in about 1981, and that formed their beginning. I think their first album was simply called The Waterboys. They added then fiddler Steve Wickham, and they moved to Ireland. and the third and fourth albums, Fisherman's Blues and Room to Roam, were huge hits for them, Celtic music-inspired folk music. Both he and Wickham had previously been in a band called We Free Kings, We Free, F-R-E-E, Kings, which I think I have an album somewhere in a box here of them, and that's, I didn't realize that they were with that until I was doing a bit of research for the show. So I'll have to dig that out. And they were with that band for a period of time as well. So this is Mike Scott, City Full of Goats, Ghosts, and he's talking about his beloved Dublin town that he lives in now. And it's kind of interesting because he talks about Dublin's a city full of humor, a city full of wit, a city full of buskers playing old Waterboys hits. It must be weird walking down the street and some buskers are playing your hits. I guess it happens. This is Mike Scott.
Dublin is a city full of good times. Dublin is a city full of dance. Dublin is a city full of music, poetry, sex and romance. But what it means to me the most, Dublin is a city full of ghosts. Dublin is a city full of tricksters. Dublin is a city full of priests. Dublin is a city full of rumors, 72,000 at least. What it means to me the most, Dublin is a city full of ghosts. The ghost of my joy, the ghost of my tears, the ghost of my glorious, the dissolute years. The ghost of adventure, wilder than words. The ghost of the night I first made love to her. Dublin is a city full of humor. Dublin is a city full of wit. Dublin is a city full of buskers playing old water boys' hits. What it means to me the most, Dublin is a city full of ghosts. The ghost of a fiddle, the ghost of a sax, the ghost of a sound that ain't ever coming back. The ghost of a friendship, curdled and sour. The ghost of a time when I still had the power. Dublin is a city full of magic. Dublin is a city full of light. Dublin is a city full of wonder. Dublin is a city full of shite. But what it means to me the most, Dublin is a city full of ghosts. City full of ghosts.
And that's Mike Scott, that voice, unmistakable voice, if you ever listen to the Waterboys. That's his sound, City Full of Ghosts, Dublin. You might be listening to us this time on The Voice of Bombay, CHBB. It's 95.9 FM, 98.1 FM, or www.vobb.org, as there's some issues with the transmitter at the moment. And I'm glad you could join us from Norris Point or Rocky Harbor or the environs beyond that. Next up, we have Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys. And Paul Kelly is not that well known in North America, I admit, but in Australia, he's much revered. He's like in a class with Bob Dylan or Neil Young here in America. He's recorded, I think, 21, 22 studio albums, film soundtracks, live albums, a career of 30-some years. He's been appointed as an officer of the Order of Australia for distinguished service to the performing arts and to the promotion of the national identity. There you go. The Order of Australia. He crosses a lot of musical boundaries. The last CD that he came out with, it was within the last year, I believe, something like that, he did with Paul and Charlie Owen as well. It's called, I think it's Death's Dateless Night, that's it. And it features songs that they've performed at funerals. So you live long enough, you end up going to funerals of other musicians and being asked to sing a song. And so it's an intriguing kind of CD. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't been able to find it. But it shows you his bit of a wry sense of humor, maybe, but his great the great love for him as a musician there. This is from a CD called Foggy Highway. It's Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys, where he tried to do a bit of a sort of bluegrassy kind of thing. And it's a wonderful CD, double CD, actually. And this is something called Ghost Town, a song that I continue to wonder what it actually means. So maybe you can help me with that. This is Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys.
Today, I thought I saw you standing on the corner. I was just about to call your name. I nearly touched her. Then she turned and suddenly it all came crashing down. Just my imagination playing tricks in Ghost Town. This morning I lay sleeping, I heard soft footsteps creeping, standing right beside me at my bed. I felt your breathing. You said, "Daddy, can I come inside? It's cold down in the ground." The sun came in, I woke up hard and empty in Ghost Town. Curtain falls upon the day gone down, and every single town that I pass through is a ghost town.
Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys, and something called Ghost Town. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at ivan@boir.ca. Next up, we have Corb Lund. He's an alt-country singer-songwriter from Alberta. Grew up at a ranching and rodeo family in the foothills of southern Alberta. In fact, in his downtime at the moment, he spends sometimes at his family ranch. It's just south of Cardston, Alberta. If you've got a map in front of you there, he lives in Lethbridge. Spent the early years of his career writing songs and playing bass for the indie rock band called The Smalls. And he certainly writes songs about sort of his Western heritage and his rock and roll roots. And it's a very attractive mix of Americana, roots, alt-country, and so on. He has a band called the Hurtin' Albertans, which he tours with sometimes tours on his own. He's a wonderful performer, very skilled and very professional. He's won, Canadian Country Music Awards, Roots Artist of the Year, I think 8 times or something like that. Lots of other awards and accolades, a Juno Award and so on. He's released about 9 albums. He studied jazz guitar and voice for a while, and so his guitar playing is certainly quite distinguished, especially if you hear him live, you can tell how good he is. This is from a CD, actually it's 2 CDs that he made. It's called Cabin Fever. And one CD is, it's the very same 12 songs. On one CD, he called it The Fever Side, that's with electricity. And the other CD is called the cabin side without electricity. So I'm going to play a track called Dig, Grave Digger, Dig. And a bit of a sense of humor there about the psychology of a grave digger. And I'll do the cabin side, the one without electricity, just to give you a sense of what he sounds like on his own, pretty much. This is Corb Lund. A bit of bluesy. Dig, grave digger, dig. Blunt and Dig, Grave Digger, Dig from his CD called Cabin Fever. You might be listening to us on CHMR, 93.5 FM, St. John's, Newfoundland. Thanks for joining me on Mun Radio. Glad you could be with me. Next up, we'll continue with a sort of a bluesy kind of feel, as well as a graveyard sort of theme, because that's what we're talking about today, ghosts and graves. And this is from Michael Jerome Brown, and from his CD called The Road is Dark. And speaking of award winners, which we had down when I talked about Corb Lund there, Michael Jerome Brown has won a number of Canadian Folk Music Awards, traditional singer, soul artist. He's won Maple Blues Awards. He's had like 30 nominations or something like that in the last 20 years for that. He's won in Kerrville, the Texas Folk Festival of Fame. He's been a four-time Juno Award nominee. And his performances certainly try to show the interconnections between Celtic and gospel and American roots music and old time and country and soul and Cajun and whatever else list you can think of. He was born in South Bend, Indiana, and he was a singer on the coffeehouse scene then already by the age of 14. But anyway, he's in Canada now. He's backing, he's a sort of a musician's musician. He's in demand backing up other artists, and you can see him on the festival circuit, certainly most most summers. This is something called Graveyard Blues. Shows a bit of his banjo stylings.
What will they do when my poor body's gone? A meal for the crows in the cruel midday sun. The pain that scared me, I've had pain before. Taste whiskey on the day that I die.
This is Michael Jerome Brown, and something there is simply called Graveyard Blues. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke, and you could be listening on a variety of stations, or maybe through SoundCloud or the internet somehow. But anyway, you possibly are listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Belle Island, in Newfoundland and Labrador, and throughout Conception Bay South. Thanks for joining me, however you have done so. Next up, we have Steve Earle and the Del McCreary Band, and you probably have heard of Steve Earle if you haven't been under a rock in the last 20 years, but he was born in Virginia. His father was stationed there. He was an air traffic controller, but he grew up primarily in the San Antonio area in Texas. He began learning guitar at the age of about 11, got into a talent contest at a school at 13, and reportedly, he ran away from school at 14 to follow his idol, who was singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt, around Texas. Not sure if that's true or not, but he did drop out of school at the age of 16 for sure. He was considered, in quotes, rebellious, and he has produced a wide variety of albums since then and had quite an interesting life. But anyway, he did one album with the Del McCreary Band. He wanted to do a bluegrass album, so he wrote all the songs in the bluegrass idiom. And he got Del McCreary, one of the finest bluegrass ensembles around the U.S., to help him out with it. So the CD is called On the Mountain, or the mountain sometimes. And 14 songs. It was his eighth studio album for Steve Earle. And it was a significant departure from his previous work. It was the first wholly bluegrass album that he'd ever written. It got nominated for a Grammy Award in the Best Bluegrass Album category in 2000, I think, when it came out. It was his seventh Grammy nomination. But fortunately, we can hear a piece from it today because there is a track called The Graveyard Shift. Steve Earle and the Del McCreary Band. That's a classic bluegrass kickoff, isn't it?
Work a graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Work a graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, and your good gift gone. If you don't treat you baby right, she'll come see me some long night. When the sun goes down, the moon's gone, that's when I come around. Don't you think I want
on the graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, find a good gal gone. Come around, don't you think I want on a graveyard shift, stay out all night long. Wake up someday and find a good gap gone.
And that's Steve Earle and the Del McCreary Band doing something called Graveyard Shift from their bluegrass album that they did together, all written by Steve Earle. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff there. It's sort of so classic. And Rob McCreary is the one playing the banjo, which he's playing really, he's playing the bluesy part of bluegrass there. He's bending all those notes and so on, if you noticed on that solo. We are playing songs of ghosts and graves because it is this season near the end of October when we're marking the thin distance between the living and the dead, as evidenced by young children out in all kinds of costumes seeking candy. I hope if you have kids that you enjoy the season however you wish, and I hope that you have people come to your door, because that's something special. You could be listening on Caper Radio, which is in the Sydney, Nova Scotia, CBU campus. Thanks for joining me if you are, 107.3 FM. And next up we have the Stevens Sisters. We'll sort of stay in the bluegrassy kind of feel. And this is Beth and April Stevens. It's not sure if they're a bluegrass duo or a country duo. In fact, that's part of the curse of their career, has been trying to figure out what they are. And they've got into some trouble with record companies because they expected one thing and got another. But anyways, the Stevens Sisters have been performing together since their early childhood. They made their music career largely during their early 20s and later. Grew up in a musical family in Tennessee. Their dad was a fiddle player, and he encouraged his girls to pick up instruments. They had a bluegrass crossover album called Sisters in 1996, and this comes from that. They opened shows, you know, for Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and so on and so forth. And they had this multi-instrumental talent as well as really nice close Tennessee harmonies that made them welcome on folk and bluegrass stages across the country. A pretty heavy touring schedule. This is, I think about, like, they have a couple albums out, but as I say, they've been caught between the bluegrass and the country, and people aren't quite sure where to promote them. But this is something called Don't Kneel at My Graveside and Cry, and it shows them in fine form. This is the Stevens Sisters. And that's the Stevens Sisters, something called Don't Kneel at My Graveside and Cry. Once again, showing a real strong sense of blues in that bluegrass that we're playing there. And continuing on with the theme of ghosts and graves, you know, a ghost is really a shadow of some other spirit in some other dimension. And that kind of fits this CD from a band called Brave Combo. The CD is called Box of Ghosts. Because each of the tracks is kind of a shadow of something familiar that you've heard in the past, but it's being played somewhat differently. So they've taken sort of classical themes, about 15 or so of them, that you've probably heard, whether it's in cartoons or sitting through symphony orchestras, or maybe you've sawed them out yourself when you were in youth symphony or whatever in high school. And And so they've done their typical Brave Combo mix on it. So they're from Denton, Texas, Brave Combo Quintet. They've been around for several decades, 3 decades at most, maybe 3.5. They do a world music mix. It's like salsa, merengue, and cumbia, and conjunto, and polka, and zydeco, and classical, as they're doing here, cha-cha, the blues, and so on. I'd say they're America's premier dance band. And they not only get you up and dancing, but they teach you about different musical styles. So I think there's a quote, a critic said that even if you come for the party, you'll leave with something of a musical education. Just to show you how great they are, Talking Heads, David Byrne, chose them to play at his wedding reception. So there you go. They've been nominated 7 or 8 times, at least, for Grammys, even though they're a polka band. And their records certainly have a sense of humor. But unfortunately, because they have a sense of humor, they're often considered novelty records or something like that. And so they don't get played as much as they probably should get played. So they have, I think it's 35 CDs out. Who can keep track at that point? But this is from one called Box of Ghosts, and this is something called Hungarianel. Hungarianel. Let's see if you recognize it. This is Brave Combo. There you have it. That is Hungarianella and Brave Combo. It's, of course, 2 points to those of you who know who the classical composer was. It was Johannes Brahms, yes, and that's something called Hungarian Dances. But they've mixed it along with something called Cicerinello. And this is a famous Italian tarantella. And a tarantella is a fast dance that's intended to sweat out the poison from a spider's bite. And so that's why you have to dance so fast. From a CD called Box of Ghosts. And keeping on with ghosts, this is a song called Ghost of Stephen Foster from a band called the Squirrel Nut Zippers, an American jazz band formed in 1993 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It kind of fused Delta blues and gypsy jazz and 1930s era swing and klezmer and some other styles. And they found some commercial success during the swing revival of the late 90s, then early 2000s. They took a break for a while, and they came back together again in 2016 with a new lineup and a new tour to support the 20th anniversary of their highest-selling album that they'd done, 20 years before, called Hot. But they continue to tour. They've released a new album called Beasts of Burgundy just earlier this year in 2018. where they get their name. Well, not zippers. It's a southern term for a variety of old, like bootleg moonshine. And so the band's name comes from a newspaper story about an intoxicated man who climbed a tree and refused to come down even after police arrived. And the headline on the news story was Squirrel Nut Zipper. Squirrel Nut Zipper. And so that's sort of what they decided to name themselves after. Plus, it was also the name of a candy bar back in the late 1800s, a caramel candy bar called Squirrel Nut Zippers. They have about 10 CDs out and a live CD, and this is from their repertoire. This is called The Ghost of Stephen Foster. This is the Squirrel Nut Zippers, and there's this long atmospheric introduction just to get you in the mood. You know who Stephen Foster was, right? Okay. To explain that.
I gazed into his eyes. Ships were made for sinking, whiskey made for drinking. If we were made of cellophane, we'd all get stinking drunk much faster. Camp town ladies never sang all that you not say. No, no, no. Camp town ladies never sang all that you not.
Classic Squirrel Nut Zippers there, and the Ghost of Stephen Foster. Special hello to those people listening on CKVB Bay of Islands Radio, which is 100.1 FM in the heart of the Bay of Islands, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And thanks, everybody, for joining me. Another couple songs left. Obviously, if I'm talking about ghosts, I have to play this song, Ghost Riders in the Sky. I couldn't decide which version to play, you know, whether it's like Johnny Cash has a wonderful version of it and so on, and everybody's done it. But this, I decided to play it by Ned Sublett. And I've used this in promos, like in the background a little bit. He was born in Lubbock, Texas. He's an American composer, musician, and musicologist and author. Studied Spanish classical guitar. And he's also studied composition. He spent a lot of time in New Mexico. As a performer, he's best known for fusing country and western along with Caribbean styles like salsa and cumbia and rumba. And this is from his 1999 album. It's a classic. It's called Cowboy Rumba. And he has another one that came out some years after that called Kiss You Down South, which is also, well, despite the title, it is mixing country western and Caribbean music. He's a leading scholar of Cuban music, and this song actually ended up on the world charts in Europe, did very well. And he wrote a song called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, which Willie Nelson released as well. But this is Ned Sublette. I guess you can tell why I had to play that version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. That's Ned Sublette, a wonderful version there, from his CD called Ghost Riders in the... Well, it's called Cowboy Rumba, and the title track from that. We have time for one more this song. This is from a band called Blackbeard's Tea Party. Excuse me. And this is a track called Punter's Graveyard. Blackbeard's Tea Party is... a folk rock band out of York, UK, and they play traditional songs and tunes and with a bit of a heavy rock edge. and they're a concert band and a ceilidh band. They first started out as a couple of members wanted to get a busking band basically together to make some money to supplement their income. And that worked pretty well, and they added more people to that. And so in 2011, they came out with their first release called Tomorrow We'll Be Sober. And they've had a couple of others since then. They just came out with one called Leviathan, which is the romanticized glories of the gruesome horror of the 19th century whaling industry. And I'll play you something from that, I promise, as soon as I get it. With these rotating strikes, I'm not sure when it'll come in the mail. But nevertheless, they believe that a live show requires a lot of spectacle for the eyes and the ears, outlandish outfits, costume changes, DIY props, you know, stage antics, chaotic choreography. But they have a high-octane, highly engaging show. So I hope you enjoy this track from their CD called Reprobates, Punter's Graveyard. And despite the theme of this show, Ghosts and Graves, I wish you all the best this week. And I hope you and your loved ones have a grand time. Take care of yourselves. See you again next week.